Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Zurian Show. Today we're going to talk about, as usual, you. And again, a little bit about the people around you, but mostly about you. Today we are going to talk about, are you getting old right before your, wrong show. Today we're going to talk about how you deal with criticism and how you deal with, you know, the people around you. You know, are you taking the positive part of that criticism? Are you using it to your advantage? Are you using it to a disadvantage? Are you open to suggestions? Are you open to positive suggestions? Are you open to positive ways of improving your life and improving your world and improving things around you? How are you dealing with the criticism that's out there? Don't you understand that that criticism can be a positive for you? Yes, you may not like what you're going to hear. Yes, you may not think that, you know, they should have said it that way. However, how exactly would you like them to say it? And if they said it any other way, would it have made you feel any better? In most cases, it probably wouldn't. So what we ought to do, or what we need to think about doing, is taking advantage of the fact that somebody was cared enough, all right, or we'll just make it seem like they cared enough, to share with us that there was something going on that needed to be corrected, that there was something that was amiss, that there was something that needed to be looked at a little bit closer so that we could get a better idea of what was going on, or maybe just to understand what that person perceived was going on, because what that person perceives may be going on may not be what's going on, but that gives you a chance to make the adjustment. That gives you a chance to make the correction. That gives you a chance to then put that person on point and let them know that, excuse the expression, but they were categorically incorrect. So what we're going to talk about today is how you deal with criticism and how criticism affects you. All right, please understand that from the day that you were born to the day that you were in your mother's womb, basically, you were hearing, or from the day that you were in your mother's womb, you were hearing criticism. Now, depending on who you ask or which particular science that you look at, if you look at something like Scientology or things like that, they believe, and I'm not saying I believe in Scientology, but they believe that when you were born, everything that went on around you and everything that went on, you know, while you were a child, you recorded, that it went into your memory base, even though, okay, you didn't even really have a memory base to go into, at least not in the first few months. But they're thinking that along the time of your 8 or 9 months, that you were actually tracking that information. You just didn't know what it was, but you were getting suggestions and information put into your head, even though you may not have known what those suggestions and information were. And as we got older and we started to understand what those different words meant, those words became part of your psyche. Now, whether that's true or not, I don't know. All I do know is that every day we are bombarded with different information. Sometimes it's positive, sometimes it's negative. Sometimes it's something that we feel motivated and inspired about. Sometimes it's things that depress us. Here's the key, though. No matter what it is that comes into your ears, you have a perception of what it means to you. You have an understanding or a belief as to what that particular thing means, what it constitutes, what your responses will be, all of the above. And please remember that everything that we do in life, for the most part, is learned. You know, what makes you happy, what makes you sad, what you like to what you like to wear, what type of music you listen to. A lot of those things, we like to say that they're by choice, and in a funny kind of way they are, but also in that same kind of way they're not. A lot of them are programmed into us. They're programmed into us by the people that we like, the people that we emulate, the people that, you know, we feel as though we have, let's say, a kinship with or a common bond. So if they like a particular thing, there's a pretty good chance that you're going to like it. You know, it's the same thing with your religious beliefs. I mean, if your mother and father were Catholic or Muslim or Jewish or, you know, whatever, more than likely you're going to lean towards that way. Why? Because that's pretty much what you know, and that's what you've been exposed to all your life. Now, not saying that that's a positive, not saying that that's a negative, just basically saying that that's a fact. We are a product of our environment, and a lot of us have a tendency to choose the wrong environment. So understand that just because you've been around a lot of negativity all your life doesn't mean that you need to take that negativity home. It doesn't mean that you need to own that negativity. So when somebody gives you criticism, when somebody says something about you, you know, be it to your face or behind your back, again, take it as a learning experience. If it's something that you want to emulate, then work to use it to prove them right and to prove yourself right and to also use it as a barometer to see where you may be. If it's somebody that you want to prove wrong, then it's the opposite. Now you need to start doing things to make sure that what they're saying isn't justifiable so that you're not fitting their script. Life is about experience. Life is about development. Life is about betterment. However, if you don't do the things that you need to do to move yourself forward, then guess what? You're not going to get what you need out of life. You're not going to get what you need from the ticket. You're not going to be able to move forward and do the things that you need to do so that you can be happy and so that you can have the life that you want to have and the life worth living. So remember that anything that anybody says to you, writes about you, puts out there, that's their opinion. You can't necessarily change their opinion. Their opinion is theirs. Now, if that opinion is defamation, is a bit of defamation of character, then you may have a legal case, but the problem is that even if you have a legal case, can you deal with it mentally? We're not talking about the legalities of somebody, you know, insulting you or criticizing you or putting something out there that you felt was misrepresented and put you in a bad light. We're talking about how you personally, you individually deal with the different things and different stresses that come from criticism. And my goal here is basically to share with you that, again, it's only words. It's only what you give it. It only has the power that you extend it so that it can control whatever's making you make the decisions that you're making as you go to deal with it and try to handle it. You know, sometimes you need to take that criticism, look at it, like I said, with an open mind, open ears, and decide whether that criticism has any weight, any gravity, any truth to it, okay? If it has truth to it, then again, we need to deal with it. You need to face it. You need to adjust and make the changes that you need to make so that you can move forward with your life. If it doesn't have any weight, then you really don't have anything to worry about. All you need to do now is just decide on how you're going to deal with it, if you're going to deal with it at all, if you're going to give it any more energy or time than you've already given it to the point in which it occurred. Again, positivity is a state of mind, and we need to work on our states of mind. A lot of us, or some of us, have strong bodies, but we have weak minds, weak constitutions. You know, some of us have strong minds and we have weak bodies. What I'm saying is that we need to get a balance in our lives. We need to get a balance in how we deal with things and what we deal with and how we take information in and how we use that information to further ourselves and further the purposes in which we want to do or which we want to succeed at and move forward within our lives. Again, the control is up to you. The power is up to you. They say that the power of the mind is one of the greatest powers on earth. Why? Because a mind that is determined that it's going to do certain things can do some truly amazing things. So you have that power. You have that ability. You have that gift. You just need to turn the switch on. A lot of us fail to turn the switch on to control ourselves. We're so busy being, how could you say, pushed around or guided in a direction that we don't believe in, that we ride out that roller coaster ride. Well, sometimes, one, we shouldn't have gotten on the roller coaster in the first place, which is probably 90% of the case. However, once you get on that roller coaster, you need to understand that it's not permanent. It's not forever. You know, eventually that ride will stop, and when that ride stops, that's your clue, that's your note to get off of the ride and then find something that fits you, find something that's not going to make you sick, find something that's going to help you to be able to move on so that we can move on and do the things that we need to do and move ourselves forward onto the success that we're looking to find and the success that we're looking to have in our lives. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, life happens, and it happens for a reason. It happens to all of us, and it happens to all of us in the same way. Where we position ourselves in life is what makes us have to, is what gives us the response that we end up generating from those things that happen in our lives. If you set yourself up for success and you set yourself up and understand that words can't hurt you, that you're in control, that you are the captain of your ship, and whichever way you turn the rudder is going to direct the way that your ship goes, you'll realize that life is actually a great opportunity. It's not only a great opportunity, it's one of the only opportunities that we have. Because once you have it, it's running. Again, whether you take advantage of that opportunity, whether you accept and grasp that criticism or those comments in a positive or negative way, is totally up to you. So we all need to grab a hold and do what we need to do so that we can move forward. We need to find the positive in the negative. We need to find the positive in the things that we don't feel are congratulatory or are, you know, positive to the way that we think we should be. We also need to realize that none of us are perfect, and we need to make adjustments each and every day so that we can be the person that we want to be and not just look in the mirror and assume that what you're seeing is what you want to see instead of what it actually is. Let's see things for what they are. Let's move ourselves forward, and let's try to live the dream that we were definitely destined to live. Criticism is part of that. It's part of the checks and balances that are going to put us where we need to be. Sometimes it's going to tell you that you need to remove yourself from a particular group or a particular section. Sometimes it's going to tell you that you need to work on some things. Sometimes it's going to show you that, you know what, you are on the right course and you are moving in the right direction. So criticism can be positive and criticism can be negative. However, criticism has no power except the power you give it. A person's comments have no power except the power you give them. And ladies and gentlemen, today we can move forward and do the things that we need to do and become the people that we need to become. Again, I want to thank you on your goal, and thank you and congratulate you on your goal and your path to finding an understanding and an equilibrium between yourself and the criticism that you get. And I'd like to challenge you all to use that criticism to make yourself better, to make your world better, to make those around you understand that they are also capable of great and fantastic things. Thank you very much, everybody. And for everyone here today, I'd like to say have a great day. Take care and be well. This is Zurian. And remember, today is now. Take advantage of it. Do the things that you need to do and become the person that you need to become and want to become and dream of becoming. Thank you. Take care.